Maral has a lesson where he says that a person must be mishtadl and shalom ba'ayis ma'ayid. Mit Hashem will spend the shir when we speak about practical etzas, discussing the importance of shalom ba'ayis and the avoda of a Jew. Said in the name of Oyv Yisrael, also something very interesting, and it needs a hezber. The Oyv Yisrael says on the pasuk, "Vayeda adam eschava yishtoi," that Adam knew his wife. Zakta Oyv Yisrael, it's teaching us that when it comes to the inyanim of shalom bayis, it requires a lot of das. The Adam yada eschava yishtoi. And he needs to know, and she needs to know how to deal with each other. It's not a parsha or a sugya that a person can just waltz into and think that everything is just going to fall into place. If so, a person's in for a very big surprise. Requires a lot of das, a lot of asking, a lot of guidance. And even if one attempts to delve into the words of Chazal as they pertain to Shalom Bayis, and we don't find even that the words of Chazal are concentrated in one place, in Gemara, in Midrashim. Of course, there's Gemaras in Yevamis, which are somewhat localized, but like all Sugis and Shas, it's Anim b'makom echad v'ashim b'makom acher. It's a sugya. The sugya of Shalom Bayis is very scattered. Not only that, but to navigate and to understand what it means, Shalom Bayis, and to build a Bayis Nemer B'Yisrael, requires a lot of Siyata Deshmaya to be omid, as the Tzaddikim have taught us, on the Nekuda of what it means, authentic Yiddisha Shalom Bayis. And it requires being able to be miyashiv different words of Chazal. It said about the Rafshitzer, that I saw from the Klausenberger Rebbe, whose yahrzeit was this past week, that he said that he had a Messiah that it was said about the Rafshitzer, that before his neshama was sent into the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu told his neshama that I'm sending you into this world to be miyashiv the stiras and Chazal in all its places. The Chazal spoke in ways which were cryptic, which were poetic, which required iyun to understand the oimek of their words. That they said things in a way where they could be soivel more than one thing, they may contradict statements in other places, and it takes a chacham and chachma to be able to be miyashiv and to see the symmetry and the shalom between the words of Chazal. And only that does a person able to see the beauty of the Das Torah, of what Chazal are trying to bring out in any given sugya, and especially in inyanim b'derech avoda, which pertain to the everyday life of a Jew. When it comes to the sugya of shiduchin and nisuin, certainly no different, as we quoted before from the Oyv Yisrael, the Inyan of Das. It's required in this sugya. We begin to contemplate and to take a look at the different words of Chazal as it pertains to Nisuyin and Shalom Bayis. At first glance, we get a picture that in the relationship between husband and wife, that the husband has a certain dominance in the home. How can we ignore the fact that the Torah tells us v'hu yimshal bach? That the Torah gives him a malucha, gives him a mamshala. And the Gaon tells us that the difference between a malucha and a mamshala is that a mamshala means that he's like a dictator. That whether you like it or not, I'm the ruler of the home. That's what it would seem v'hu yimshal bach is coming to tell us about the relationship between husband and wife. Furthermore, those who are familiar know that the Tzvar Maklishin tell us the Zohar Kaddish, the importance that the husband runs the home, that he should be dominant in the home, and they lose very stark lashonas about what would happen in the home if a woman is the dominant figure, because a husband represents rachamim, and a wife represents din, and she's gamer harachamim ala din. In fact, some go so far as to say that for that reason, the husband should be older than the wife. For example, the Chassam Sefer says in Taurus Moshe, Parshas Bereishis, on the Gemara which we quoted last time, that the Gemara speaks about matzah or motza. That a husband is presented before him matzah isha matzah tov, or motza ani marmi mavis asa isha. So he writes that there's the difference is between isha and ha'isha. That it says matzah isha matzah tov, but if it's ha'isha, it's motza marmi mavis. What's the difference? So he says because ish has a higher gematria than the word isha. That ish is 311 and isha is 306. But if it's gematria ha'isha with an extra 5, then it's 311. Then that's not a kiyum of buhuyim shabach. And if that's the case, motzeni mam mavis as isha. The Rambam, for example, in Hilchos Ishas, Perek Tesvav, which to many is the blueprint of Shalom Bayis, at the very end of the Perek, the Rambam writes about the Isha in the home, Shatiya Tznua B'Seich Besa, that she should be a Tznua, not to be married B'Schot V'Kalis Rosh in front of her husband, not to be Toveo Him T'Latashmish B'Fiha. There's certain rules of derech eretz that she has to keep towards him. Stay away from kiyur, from things which are inappropriate and disgusting. And in Halacha Chaf, he writes to me that she should be mechabedes as baila, biyorisim midai, very much so. And she should have a moira on him. She should have a fear of him. You know, everything which she does should be alpiv. And he should be in her eyes like a sar or a melech. And he says, this is the way of Benoist Yisrael. That she should please her husband. Similarly, the Shlach Kaddish has a very similar picture. That he writes in Shahar Osios, Oslam Ehvav, Derech Eretz. He writes, the Derech Eretz of Anisha to her husband is Lihios Nechnas Labal. To humble herself in front of her husband, Shomas Bakolo, to listen to what he says. She should speak to him b'chein, b'tachanunim, with kavod, and with busha, and with anava. V'sishmat varav, to listen to what he says, and to do his will. V'sam v'siri la simcha, to always have a face of simcha on. V'sishmat le'es achilaso, to always have food prepared for him when it's time to eat, and to make tasty foods for him, which he wants. And to be mevatel her ratzon, b'pnei his ratzon, even when things which he says are tamua, and things which he doesn't understand. Even that which Chazal say that an Isha is called, not Chazal, the Torah, that an Isha is called an Ezer Kenegdo. That she's there to serve him. Or that which Chazal say that an Isha Kseira is Oyser Ritzon Bala, Tanad Velio. That's one of the big Yitzaharas of a husband. It says, oh. And if she makes a machlekas with him, he's thinking to himself, oh, if she only knew the chazal, that what's a good wife, that she should do what her husband wants. And that which chazal say, that when Hashem made the sun and the moon the same size, that the moon said, two kings should wear one crown, and Hashem said to her, to the moon, so go make yourself smaller, and that's exactly what the moon did. Does that mean to say that the wife is smaller than the husband? B'huyim shabach. How the son has a dominance over the areach. Is this the picture of Shalom Bayis? Because on the other hand, we have a different perspective from Chazal. Chazal tell us in Kohelet Rabbah, it says, Tov legever ki yisa ol min ha'uruv. It is good for a gever, for a husband, for a person, ki yisa ol min ha'uruv, that he should bear the ol while he's young. One of the interpretations of Chazal is, in this pasuk in Kohelet, is ol isha. That marriage is called an ol, that marriage is called a burden. Something which he has to carry, which he has to bear. Chazal have also a lesson in Kiddushin, in the discussion of whether a husband should, whether a man should learn Torah first or to marry first. Chazal tell us a lesson from Yochanan, I believe it is. He says that a husband should learn Torah first, then marry, because rechayim b'tzavaro v'yasa b'tzavaro. If he's wearing a rechayim, what's the English word for rechayim? A yoke on his neck, and he should be oisik in Torah. Some of Farshim say it's referring to the ol ha-parnasa, but other Farshim say it's referring to the ol of marriage. Rechayim b'tzavaro, it's called. That the ol isha is upon him, v'yasik b'Torah. In fact, the lashon yisuin is a lashon ki yisa ol, to carry, to bury the burden. Rav Volbi in his kuntris for Chasanim, the very introduction which he has to the sefer is to dispel the theory that husbands coming to marriage, that they have, that they think that it's going to be just a walk in the park, that a husband needs to know that marriage is an ol isha. The fact that a husband thinks that everything is due to him, that she's going to be the perfect wife in his eyes, and everything she's going to do for him, she's going to do with a smile, like the Rambam says, like the Shalak Kaddish says. But it's not exactly like that. Like we find by Kabbalah Satara, which we know Chazal tell us that Matan Torah Yom Chasunasu Zumatan Torah, that this is the beginning of married life. All the inyanim of Chuppah we learn out from Matan Torah. One of those things is Kafalim Harkigigas. That there's a mahalach when it comes to marriage of Nasa Venishma, when things are going good. But there's also an element in a marriage called Kafalim Harkigigas, that a person feels the ol of the Harkigigas upon himself. That he feels at times that he's forced into the marriage. Like we spoke about before, that he has to be neman to the marriage. That he has to have the mindset that he's neman. That in itself, the fact that he remembers the kafal ma'akigigis is what maintains a marriage, that it shouldn't ever have to come to a breaking point. But there's an inyan of kafal ma'akigigis in a marriage that a husband needs to know from underneath the chuppah. When he reads the ksuva is his obligations to his wife. He's obligated. It's called the rechayim b'tzavaro. To be mefarnes her, to be mechabit her, and the aflach va'aykir. We read that underneath the chuppah because the husband needs to know that he's involving himself in meshibud. I think there's a lashon of a Rashi in Kiddushin where he calls it a shibud, that he's meshabit himself to his isha. On the other hand, the lashon yisuin is a lashon of shira. Nasu Naharois Kailam. Chazal says, Bakosef Yiso, that those who bear the burden of the Aron HaKodesh, it says, Ein Yisu Ela Lashon Shira. That a Shaykh to carry a burden and to also to sing. But if marriage is just an inyan of a Huyim Shalbach, that if he's the king, if he's the dictator, and everything which he says goes, why does it have to be an ol? How can marriage be an ol if everything which he says goes? It's not like he has mamash, a huge kingdom. What does he have? A wife and some kids? It's not like he has to run an entire country. How miyashiv the inyan of that marriage on the one hand is an ol, and on the other hand, b'hu yim shabach. So the truth is, as Rav David Toliner has a very beautiful remez and a very beautiful taich, and that which we say on Shabbos when we take out the Sefer Torah. We say a nusach, we say avarachamim, huyirachem amamusim, and we say v'yigar b'yitzahar min hanisuim. And he writes and he teaches v'yigar b'cha yitzahar min hanisuim means that you should be goyer, you should drive away, you should make machlekes with the yitzahara from the nisuin, from the marriage. So there's a type of yitzahara which is called the yitzahar min hanisuim. And he leaves it open. What is exactly the Yitzhar Min HaNisuin? And I'm sure each husband and each wife, if they have difficulties and struggles, they may have what's called their own Yitzhar Min HaNisuin. But perhaps we can connect to this, that which the Chazon Ish says. Eventually, I'd like to get to a certain Igeres, which Rav Wolbe quotes, that the Chazon Ish wrote to a Talmud, where he tightens up what it means, Shalom Bayis, not for now. It is for now, really, but don't have it in front of me. Hopefully we'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem. The Chazon Ish writes that a husband has a Yetzahara that he wants to be Shoilet, that he wants to rule. And the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it permissible for a husband for a balabas to take slaves is in order to take out that yitzahara to have a shlita on his avadim. But the Chazon Ish writes that nowadays that we don't have avadim, a husband uses that yitzahara to take out his memshallah on his wife and children. This is a taich, an aspect of yitzahar min hanisun. That a person can come into marriage, and although he has reshus v'hu yimshel bach, and he can be a maisha, zok the Chazon Ish, this is called the Yitzhar Min HaNisuin. Because the truth is, when coming to understand these Chazals of v'hu yimshel bach versus the inyan of all isha, there's really two madrigas. There's the madriga that if there's going to be a machlekes, who's going to rule if it's going to be one of us? Who's going to be the one to have that dominion? It's going to be the husband. For whatever reason you want to say, because of chava, because of the chayt, v'huyim shabach, or because of the rachamim, shizkab baladin. Maybe practically it's better that way. If one has to rule, then it's going to be the husband. And so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah gives that shlita to the husband. But that's a marriage which has a yitzhar in it. Because that ratzon to be shoylit is part of a yitzhar. It's a reshus that the Torah gives to the husband. But that's not a higher level of shalom bayis. Like we spoke about in Shir 1, maybe it was Shir 2, the din of shalom and the din of shalom rav. When it comes to marriage, that which we said before, of ein shnei melachim mishtamshim bekeser echad, that the Levana had a good ha'ara. How can two kings wear the same crown? And Hashem said, "L'chim yati esatzmeich," so go make yourself smaller. And that's exactly what she did. That doesn't mean in Pinyas, if you really want to understand this Chazal, that now because she made herself smaller, now the husband is able to now rule over her. It's not the pshat. The pshat is that she went first. She chose to make herself smaller because she understood that al piseichel, it's not shayach for two malachim to have a keser echad. The only way to do that is that if I make you king, and if you make me king. Or I should say, if I make you king, and you make me queen. But the isha took the first step. And she said, I'm willing in this marriage, in order to have a perfect, harmonious marriage, I'm willing to take the first step back and to say that I'm willing to make you my king. Will you follow through also, husband, and say about me, I'm willing to make you my queen? And if a person wants to be oimer on the oimek of Chazal, what Chazal are teaching us is that don't look as the reshus of a hoyim shabach, that the Torah is giving you that shlita, as if to say that this is the end of it. there's a continuation of this process. The wife made the first step. And she was ma'ati esatzmech. She made herself smaller and she said, I'm mekabel upon myself, you as my king. Will you be mekabel now? Me as your queen. So that we can rule b'keser echad. Shnei malachim b'keser echad. Along these lines, Rav Aryeh Levine said something very beautiful. We quoted him before, we'll quote him again. Rav Aryeh Levine said, Chazal tell us, Chasan is Daimel HaMelech. He says, what's the shear of Chasan Daimel HaMelech? When does it end? Does it end after the Chuppah? Does it end after Shavu Brachos? You know what he said? He says, Chasan Daimel HaMelech, as long as he treats his wife like a queen, he's like a melech. And that's really the Yiddish perspective of Shalom Bayis, b'taharasa. And it's of this Rav Hirsch has a beautiful taich, v'hu yimshal bach. He says the word yimshal doesn't mean dominance, that's al pipshutai. But al pipinius, Rav Hirsch says, yimshal is a lashon of a mashal. He set an example. V'hu yimshal bach means that the husband needs to set an example for the isha in the home, to be a role model for her of what it means derech eretz, what it means kavod, what it means is that which Chazal say, which the Rambam does quote, of course, the Chazal were mitzvah the husband to be mechabed his ishto yoyse migufo v'oyeva kagufo. The Chazal is slipping in that it doesn't mean that a husband now should boss her around, that he needs to take the final step, the next step of miati as atzmai. V'hu yimshal bach as a mashal, as an example, as a role model. That's the higher way. That's the pinius way of Shalom Bayis. As I quoted, that a tzaddik was asked, it doesn't say which tzaddik, that if Shalom Bayis is of such primary importance in the life of a Jew, how come there's no bracha in Shemona Esrei for Shalom Bayis? Now I thought that the answer would be Sim Shalom Toiv Bracha. It's a request for Shalom Bayis, perhaps. But a sharper teretz, I think. And sharper meaning because it's to drive home a point. So the tzaddik answered, of course there's a tefillah for Shalom Bayis. When you say in Elokai Nitzor the Shayna Meira, V'nashi ke'ofar la'kol tihiyah, that's your tefillah for Shalom Bayis. That you should make my nefesh like offer to everybody. That when the husband is makir, that real Shalom Bayis means V'nashi ke'ofar. And ke'ofar means that you could be stepped on. That hasaga of v'nafshi ka'afar, l'chimiyati esatzmich, that's the tefillah, that's the avoid of Shalom Bayis. And it goes very nicely for that which Chazal say in the beginning of Kiddushin, that we learn out Kiddushin from Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. The Kiddushin is connected to the Stei Ephron. The sad of Ephron is a sad of afar. A sad is afar, and the word Ephron is a lashon afar. As if to imply that true Kiddushin, true Kicha Shal Kiddushin, a marriage of Kedusha, is telling the Hakara that the Isha Isha make themselves v'nafshi ka'afar la'kol tia. And that's why it's the place where spouses are buried, not just Stam spouses, Avram and Sarah, Adam and Chava, Yitzchak and Rivka, that they were mekayim the inyan of v'nafshi ka'afar la'kol tia. Mr. Hashem will get to the inyan of the homes of the Avos HaKadoshim and how they represent the pinnacle of what it means Shalom Bayis B'Yisrael, what it means the home of the Avos HaKadoshim, the prototype for a true Shalom Bayis. One of the brachas which we give, which Chazal gives to a chasan and kala, when it refers to the marriage of Talmidei Chachamim, zeh b'zeh, of two homes of Torah and Klal Yisrael, it says, Invei HaGefen ve'Ivei HaGefen, Dover Nov u'Miskabel. That it's like grapes of the vine. Why is it like grapes of the vine? Two homes of Talmidei Chachamim? Because the answer is that the inyan of Gefen, of Invei HaGefen, of grapes, is that the real shevach of a grape is not when you eat the grapes as it is, it's when you crush it into wine. What it means to say is that the homes of Talmid Chacham understand marriage, and they convey to their children, is that you're in Vihagefin, and the other one conveys to the other one, you're also in Vihagefin. And the whole tachlis of a gefin is to be stepped on. And when you get stepped on, it's not because it hurts. It's that when you get stepped on, you become wine. You become even better when you become stepped on. And if you allow this your spouse to step on you, and the other one to step on you, not that it should be like that, it shouldn't be a boxing match, but if you have achna to each other, we'll never come to that. And that's why we have something very interesting. Explain something, an interesting minhag which we have by the chuppah, is that the Masada Kiddushin makes the bracha by Pia Gefen, and he doesn't drink from the wine. They say that Rechaim Briska used to put a little bit on his finger and he used to taste it. Some people say he should drink from the wine. But al pirov, you don't find usually that the Masada Kiddushin drinks from the wine. He gives to the chassan, he gives to the kal, and they drink. Why not? But the Torah says is that he's the Invei Gefen and she's the Invei Gefen. And the yain which is in that cup is from the fact that this is the hashkafa of life. The Masada Kiddushin has nothing to do with this Invei Gefen and Gefen. They share that same cup because it's all going to the same place. But it's a perspective of marriage which is by Invei Gefen and the Gefen of Talmidei Chachamim. Like the Oiv Yisrael said, that it takes a lot of das to understand the Oimek. Because a Shitchi's perspective, just a glance at the words of Chazal, we don't see this. Or that which Chazal say in the Gemara Kiddushin, the beginning of the second parak. The Chazal say that when it comes to a husband taking a wife, this is the inyan of Yahavta Lerecha Kamoicha. That we know that a husband and a wife at the Chuppah are called Reim Ahuvim. Chas v'shalom, that a husband should feel underneath the chuppah that this is going to be the wife which is going to dominate. Which husband goes into a marriage like that? It's only later when things get out of hand that perhaps he has the right, if they can't get along, that he should have the, that he should be the maishal. That's a b'dievet dik of shalom. But under the chuppah they're called reim ahuvim. That if marriage was just about a memshallah v'hu yimshalbach, is that going to be reim ahuvim? That there's a ha'ara under the chuppah of what the tachlis of their marriage should be like. That Hashem gives them a taste of what it means v'havta l'recha kamecha, of reim ahuvim at the time of the marriage. Chaim Vital says that this idea of the Gemara v'havta l'recha kamecha, he writes that kol ikar kavanas mitzvahs nisuin l'kayim mitzvahzut, that the entire purpose of nisuin is to be mekayim the mitzvah v'havta l'recha kamecha. Kamecha mamish. These words of Chaim Vital, which are so premium, this is certainly a higher way of understanding marriage than just the stam v'hu yimshalbach, like the words of the Shlach. This is the way that a Talmid Chacham has a perspective of marriage, that he's willing to invest in the inyan of v'nafshi kafa l'kol tia to be zecha to a shalom rav, not just stam a shalom. Or if Chazal say the lashon of ishto kigufo, or even the Torah's lashon of v'dovak be'ishtoi. Chazal say about the Talmid Chacham's marriage in Gemara Shavuos, Chazal say, Eishes chaver harhi k'chaver, that the wife of a Talmid Chacham is like the Talmid Chacham. That means much more than just a halachic statement of she should be treated like the Talmid Chacham, stand up for her. It means to say that the wife of a Talmid Chacham is like the Talmid Chacham, that he sees her as an extension. Like Gavari Levim, we said the story that our foot hurts. You only come to that if you have the perspective of a Talmid Chacham, on the higher way of what it means Shalom Bayis. And that's pshat that the Torah says. It's a shalom rav lo'yav yisar asecha, David HaMelech said. But those who are called o'yav yisar asecha, they understand what it means, shalom rav. It doesn't mean just those who love the words of Torah. It means those who love to be mekayim, the Torah in its purest form. That they have a shaykhis to what's called shalom rav. To a higher way of living together. That they have a havana of what it means, ishto kegufo, apipinimis avoida. And Chazal, in fact, they break it apart for us. When we take the lashon, let's say, of the Torah, Esel or Ezer Kenegdai, as if she's going to be somebody who's going to just serve him. Chazal say, you can't read it Ezer Kenegdai. You have to read it Im Zacha Ezer Vimlav Kenegdai. That you have to make that decision. If you're going to be the Maisha, you're going to have resistance. That's called Loi Zacha Kenegdai. Be prepared to have resistance. There may be Shalom at best, But don't expect your wife to be able to know the words of the Shlach like we quoted before. Especially nowadays. Something we'll talk about, what it means, the evolution of the Shechinah, the evolution of the Isha. How the Hanhaga nowadays is not B'derech of Yira, it's B'derech of Ava. That almost there's no marriage will succeed nowadays unless a person goes B'derech Ava. And the same thing is true in Chinuch, that a person thinks he's going to be rule over his children, he's in for a very big surprise. That has to be B'derech of Ava, the Tzaddikim tell us. My Rebbe more than once. But a person has that choice to make. But if he doesn't make that choice of the higher road, there's going to be resistance. Nowadays, it's almost incumbent upon everybody to be like a Talmud Chacham. We're coming close to the times of Mashiach that every Jewish home has to be on the pedestal of Shalom Rav Lo Yavei Sa'asecha. And this is what Chazal mean when they say at the Gemara in Sota that when it comes to Yetzer and a Tinok and an Isha, Chazal say that when it comes to dealing with them, to small doiche v'yamin mikareves, to push back with the left hand but to being close to the right hand. What that means is that there's two ways. It's called small doiche, that you push a little bit with the left, which is called v'huyim shabach in the purest sense. But then there's what's called the yamin mikareves, that you bring that from the back hand with the right hand, with the strong hand, you bring her close. That a person needs to know how to balance in the relationship. How to know how to use the Yad Small and the Yad Yamin. But ultimately what it should be is that the Yad Yamin Mekarevis, the Yad Yamin is the right hand, which is the hand of Ava, which is the hand of Rachmanis, to bring in with the Rachmanis. And to know that it's not just supposed to be dominance with the left hand, that the left hand is supposed to be used B'chachma to ultimately know how and when to bring in the right hand to bring close. There's a story here about a certain tzaddik of Asher Zev Varner, who was the Rav of Tveria, that he once noticed that somebody came into the shul, into the minyan vasikin that he davened in every morning, a certain avreich who was roaming around the shul, and he could see that he was not of sorts. And he had a hunch, and he knew Berov Chachma, so it says, that there was something which he was escaping. He felt that he had some troubles at home. And that's why he came to Tveria, to the north, to Tzfas, to Meron, to this area of Eretz Yisrael, either to be Mispalel, Mekomos HaKadoshim. So after the Minyan, Rav Asher Zev invited this young man to come to his home. And when he came into the home, he saw that the Rebbetzin of this Rav Asher Zev, the Rav of Tveria, was sitting at the head of the table. And Rav Asher Zev came in, and he saw her there, and he said, Shalom. And he brought her a cup of coffee. And then he said, why don't you go wash your hands and see the Siddayim. After that, he went ahead and he brought her some bread and some cheese, and he was serving her. So this guest, he was standing there and he was mamish and spoiled. He didn't understand what was going on. He said, this is the Rav of Tveria. And this is how he has to treat his wife. But he didn't say anything. After the Suda, which this Avreich himself participated in, Rav Asher Zev, he took a sach of money, a certain amount of money, and he gave it to him. And he said to him, "Im tinha kamani, if you act like me, light tzarech levarach, you won't have to run away from home." And it says that it entered into the home of this avrich, that his home has changed after that. He really depicts the inyan of how a tzaddik conducts his home. I saw the tremendous respect Rav Chaim Brim that saw how he treated his wife. How he insisted on serving everybody who came into his home on the Friday night Suda, although the woman sat in a different room. Like he would serve everybody. And if he would come to him to get a bracha, he would always say, go to the Rebbetzin, get a bracha from the Rebbetzin. The care which they had for each other was unbelievable. Sam, I'll just mentioning her that. I remember speaking once to a certain Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim. I heard on more than one occasion that it was told to me that there are certain tzaddikim in the generation that they have the koyach of tefillah for that generation. And he told me when he knew that I had shaychus to Rav Chaim Brim and his wife, he told me that as long as the Manchester Rav Segal was alive, he had the koyach of tefillah. But when he passed away, it was given to Rebbetzin Brim. That's what he told me. Rebbetzin Brim. She had a huge list of tehillim, of people, of chaylim, of people to say. People would come from all corners. And she had this rickety chair that she would sit in the room. And she would sit in the chair the entire night. She wouldn't go into a bed. She had the tehillim. She had this long list of names, and then she, all through the night and through the day, she would say tehillim for people who would come. Mamish, Rav Chaim, he said, go get a bracha from Rebbetzin. Bracha from Rebbetzin. This is the inyan. That if the wife took the first step of l'chimiyei atiyas atzmech, the husband should follow through. V'nafshi kafra l'akol tiyah. V'yigi b'cha ha'yitzahar min ha'nesu'in. Not to be shalit than anybody else, to be shalit than ha'yitzaharas. This is true shalom. This is the shalom rab which you want to have. Im zacha ezer. And Chazal say, if you really want your isha to be an isha ksheira, to do the ratzon, to do your ratzon, if you do her ratzon, she'll want to do your ratzon. Sometimes it takes time for that to happen, and that's how we have to nichnas into the marriage with the perspective of an all. If it's going to be a sense of entitlement, it's going to be kenegdai. And there's no growth in that type of relationship. But if they come in, especially if the husband comes in with in mind, ta'iv lagere kisa ol min ha'urav, he's mekabel upon himself the all isha. Machabed her, the Chazal say, he's ayavaisa. He treats her with dignity and respect. So then, very quickly, that kafalim hakagigis will turn into a nasiv anishma. That nisun of a lashon to be nice will become a lashon of shira. That the home won't be a prison, it'll be a place of chayris, it'll be a place of simcha. Of shnei malachim mishtamshu b'keser echad. A place of shalom rav. Place where the Shechina can be shayra, but it needs das. Ve'ida adam eschav ishtar. To navigate the words of Chazal, to be able to see the oimek of what it means shalom bayis, the pnimis of what it means shalom bayis. How this is the hachana of bringing the Shechina to the home, which we hope to speak about next time. The shalom bayis is not just about husband and wife getting along with each other. That perhaps even more important than that is what it means that the bayis becomes a place for the Shechina kedusha to rest. What that means, how that has an impact in the home, what type of halachas and derech eretz is mechuyev upon an isha v'isha because of the presence of the Shechina in the home, how to bring the Shechina into the home. You can hardly talk about shalom bayis without speaking about the Shechina. Baruch Hu should give us a zechus to get there. Should we zechut to shalom bayis, to be nafshika for kol tia, to act and conduct ourselves in an elevated way. So taka we could be zechut to build a home which is a mishkan l'Hashem, to be zechut to the ultimate shalom bayis, be a zechut tzedek. I'm here with Amin Ulameh.